USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter flight from Cuba veered off a runway at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida. It came to rest in the St. John's River. 143 people were aboard. 21 people were treated for injuries. WJAX TV reporter.
Crews are trying to prevent fuel from the plane leaking into the St. John's River. That's a big concern right now. Crews have been out here for hours. We expect this to continue well into the morning. Once they get this situation under control, then the process moves towards removing the plane from the St. John's River.
The plane was carrying military personnel and civilians from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. A huge explosion and fire has happened at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. At least four people were hospitalized, and one person is confirmed dead. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Efforts are continuing to find a way to repair the country's national roads and bridges. The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't risen since 1993. Since then, costs of transportation projects has risen to almost 75%. The administration is proposing $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says we shouldn't raise the tax.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you admit that their gasoline tax has not kept up well enough?
Factually, it's never been indexed, if that's what you're saying.
Do motorists want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. Do working folks want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. We'll come up with our own package.
Democrats have been invited back in 3 weeks to hear what tax ideas the president will propose. Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. Labor Department reports employers added 263,000 jobs for a five-decade low of 3.6%. John Clemens reports.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%. The lowest rate since December 1969. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, construction, healthcare, and social assistance.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is saying, "I told you so," when it comes to the FBI surveillance of his campaign. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
There's a report that an undercover FBI investigator met with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos in London in 2016. The New York Times claims the investigator posed as a research assistant who wanted to know from Papadopoulos whether the Trump presidential campaign was working with Russia. President Trump has repeatedly accused the FBI of spying on his campaign. And Vice President Mike Pence says of the report,
"It's very troubling. Just as the report a week ago, the two discredited FBI agents were actually conversing about sending a counterintelligence official to one of my first intelligence briefings."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.